This episode of NORAD Today has been brought to you by the good folks at the Tagglefoot Jum Jum Farm, who remind you that they are the only suppliers of Jum Jum to NORAD since the beginning of time. Remember, if it's not Tagglefoot Jum Jum, then that ain't Jum Jum.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantational, perfect and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Everyone, this is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, July 15th, 2007. The Jethro Silverwing Show here again. Another Tuesday. My God, you people have nothing better to do. Yeah, it's alright. With me as always, my love, my main squeeze, my right-hand girl, El Quinjena.
Hail and greetings.
How you doing this week?
Good.
Doing alright?
Yes.
Alright. We have plans.
We do.
Next Thursday, we're going on a mini honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Went searching for cabins and or motels or whatever in this little, what kind of themed place is Leavenworth anyway? What?
Bavarian.
The Bavarian... themed town of Leavenworth, Washington. I've seen pictures. It looks really nice. We're going to spend a couple days there and wander around and have some fun. Do a little honeymooning, a little vacationing, perhaps a little hot tubbing. We don't know yet. Maybe some hot, steamy sex. Do you think we can fit that in the schedule with the sightseeing and the Bavarian dances and stuff. Can we fit that on the schedule, Elquin?
I think so.
Okay. Of course, Delmon is saying, Bavarian cream pie. Can have many, many meanings on this show. We have a mature audience warning at the beginning of the show, folks, and there's a reason for it. All right, so... the topic at hand this week. Well, we have a few topics, actually. Let's get some of the minor topics out of the way. This week you had a little contest in the guild.
Yeah, we did.
Tell everyone about your contest.
Well, I've been out picking up the red sparklies, and I got a set of the red ones for the piano. And... basically, you had everybody pick a number in between 1 and 50, and whoever was the closest was going to win the set. So we had a lot of people out there who are Douglas Adam fans. They all picked 42, but I had you do the random, and Xanadi call out the number to me, and Surgeon won.
Surgeon won, but he didn't have 42.
No, he had, the magic number that you picked was, what, 45?
45, and he had actually picked, what, 47?
Uh-huh.
And 47 is closer to 45 than 42 is. So, Surgeon, congratulations. You have a brand new piano for your house that seems to crash Xanadu's UI for some reason. We don't know why. By the way, here's something that Xan can keep in mind. If you have an object in your house that, when activated, crashes you 100% of the time, maybe don't have it in the house. That's just me, though. What do you think, hon?
Or they need to fix it.
Well, that too. I'm thinking actually maybe she her video card just can't handle the particle effects when it starts up. Or maybe even, okay, if you want it to still help you with your rent and stuff like that, maybe put it in that little hidden room upstairs. I don't know. She's stubborn and wants to keep it. Oh, Domino's chiming in on this. So I'll let Domino and Xanadu fight this one out. Okay. So we got contest out of the way. Congratulations, Surgeon! Legion of Kithagor from the UK. From the UK. What else we got going on?
It looks like we're trying to ding the guild.
Yes, looks like the Legion of Kithagor might be dinging to 63 during the broadcast. We're getting very close. We're at 98%. And we got Tavison and who else is out there doing it? Rowan, is Rowan doing Ritz? Yeah, Rowan's doing Ritz. And we got people doing Ritz and trying to ding us. And Bones is working on a heritage quest, so that can certainly do it. So who knows? Perhaps sometime during the broadcast here, we'll be hearing the Legion of Kithagor digging to 63. And I want to thank the guildmates in advance. You're doing a fantastic job. Well, I just basically sit at home and watch you all work.
You're such a slave driver.
You could say that I'm overseeing everyone.
Uh-huh.
I'm overseeing everyone, and therefore, and people like Morian, perhaps. Morian calls me Lord Jethel, so if I'm a lord and I'm overseeing everyone, could that mean I'm an overlord?
No!
Well, if I am, you did it to me, so.
How?
All your fault.
How?
I don't know, but I gotta turn your volume down. You're spiking the meter here. There we go. Luckily, I can control your volume on my end, so that's okay. Let's see. Okay, so we have Legion of Kithagor possibly digging. We covered the piano. Well, other contests. Let's go ahead and plug the contest one last time. Has anyone actually... Yeah, we got, what, one submission to the contest?
Yes.
So it's... He's going to win by default, I guess. Contest, why you love EverQuest and what keeps you playing. Send your little essay to contest@kithagor.org. Tell us why you keep playing EverQuest, providing that you don't already have the Rise of Kunark expansion. And whoever writes the best essay will get a Rise of Kunark expansion. We'll either give you the discs, or we can email you the key, whichever you want to do. I mean, it doesn't matter to us, really. So, email to contest@kithagor.org. This is the last week we're going to be plugging it. I think we actually advertised that we were going to be doing this for a few more weeks, but you know what? We've only gotten one submission to this thing. It's just time to wrap it up, I think. Alright. You got anything else before we move on to the main topic?
of right this second.
All right. Main topic at hand, movies. What's your favorite fantasy movie? Well, we got a list, and we're going to be going through the lists of titles that we got here. And we're going to be talking about each movie. Of course, if you logged into our in-game chat channel, /join.gr, we will be talking about the movies. And if we miss one that's, you know, is not on our list and you want to mention one, hey, we'll talk about it. I will admit, some people are shouting out Beastmaster. I did not have that on my list. To be perfectly honest, I was trying very hard to forget that movie. But, hey, if somebody likes it, okay. Frankly, I just think the people who really liked it just like seeing, buff men half naked.
Well, who wouldn't?
Dragon Ball Z is not a fantasy movie. Now, how I'm classifying fantasy movies is if it could possibly happen in Norrath, given the whole, medieval lore, fairies, dragons, knights, elves, that kind of thing, then it's a fantasy movie. Now, I did a search for fantasy titles. Renzi on the Antonia Bell server just mentioned Beowulf. Completely forgot about Beowulf.
I am Beowulf!
Anyway, I did a search for fantasy films just to try to get some titles, and there are some movies listed on that I just don't consider fantasy movies. They had the Star Wars movies listed as fantasy. They're sci-fi. They're not fantasy. I'm going by a strict fantasy law here. Okay. So, Elquin.
Yes?
When you think fantasy movie, what's the first movie that pops into your head?
Well, it's my favorite. It's Legend.
Legend, yes. Legend was a fantastic movie. Tim Curry.
And Labyrinth is my second.
Mm-hmm. Labyrinth, definitely in there. Now, let's see. Are there any flaws with Legend that you can think of? I'm not talking about, the director's cut was better than the American release. Is there anything in both of them that you thought maybe could have been done better?
No.
Not really?
No. I mean, I accept them for what they are.
Okay. I honestly can't think of anything wrong with Legend. To answer Delmon's question, yes, The Dark Crystal is a fantasy adventure. I honestly can't think of anything wrong with Legend. I think Tim Curry was the most perfect Lord Darkness that they could have come up with.
I mean, those are the type of movies that, we just got through watching Legend, but, I always pull them out if I'm having a bad day or...
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Or I'm not feeling good and I want to watch something and I don't want to worry about what I'm watching and... I don't know, it's just... It's soothing. It's like getting a big box of chocolates and not having to share them. and you're not worried about what's going to happen after you eat them all. It's one of those type of movies.
Doesn't disappoint. Now, of course,
I don't feel guilty watching them either.
Right. Now, we've seen both the American release and the European release, which is what's better known as the director's cut in the UK. I mean, in the US. But, the director's cut or the European release, however you want to address it, I feel is a lot better than the American release. I think it holds truer to fae lore, and I think the ending is better. At the end of the European release, Tom Cruise, you know, Jack and, God, why can't I think of her name?
Well, the princess, Lily.
Lily. Jack and Lily do not run off into the sunset together, hand in hand. No, Lily has gone back to her life, and Jack is just there in the forest, and Jack waves goodbye to the fairies and stuff like that, and he runs into the sunset alone. Of course, from the scene before that, I completely understand that Lily is going to come back and, and visit Jack over and over again. But I feel that is a much better ending than the American release where, you know, big happy ending. We call it big happy ending. You know, everyone's together and they fall in love and they're going off to get married or something. Nah, don't buy that. I don't buy that.
But I will say, you know, I like the Tangerine Dream sound, some of the soundtracks for it.
Some of it.
The one where she's being seduced.
By the dress.
Yeah, by the, well, the whole, it's all of it. I mean, in the American version, you don't get as much of the seduction except the dress. But in the European version, you get the whole nine yards. And, but I like Tangerine music for that specific scene.
Yes.
Because it's more seductive, I think. And
it's more seductive, and during the dance of the black dress, I think it actually fits with the dance better.
Yeah, it did.
But other than that, I have absolutely, positively no complaints with the orchestral score.
No, the other score is fine.
The other score
is fine.
Though
I do have a special place in my heart for the song Is Your Love Strong Enough?
Mm-hmm, that they play at the end of the American release.
Right. But, of course, I like David Gilmour, and he played guitar on that.
Is Your Love Strong Enough? Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a good song. There's no doubt about that. I'm not disputing it.
But I'd never seen the European cut before I got the, you know, the release. Because as soon as that was out, I got it. Because I, you know, I'd had it and I had taped it, and I didn't have it in a regular tape. And as soon as it came out on DVD, I was like, yes.
No, I hadn't seen it before the special edition came out either.
No, I sat back afterwards and went, wow, we missed out.
Yeah. I think
we missed out big time. They cut this crap to shit. Why did they touch it?
Well,
there's
only 8 minutes difference. But those 8 minutes, as far as I'm concerned, should not have been cut.
Well, the music is different. There's a lot of little things. I mean, you know, I think she spent more time at Nell's house.
Riddle. Gump's riddle to
Jack. Yeah, that wasn't
Jack.
In the American version, was it?
Nope, that wasn't in the American version. And I liked it.
So...
Although, there is, if you... watch the making of on the second disc on the special edition release there. There is actually one. You get to hear the, you know, some of the points of the original story, the first draft that was cut and rewritten. And you just gotta love. Apparently, in the original story, Lord Darkness was supposed to make love to Lily. And I guess
Did you give him the background that this was in the extras area?
Yes. I said this was in the making of area. And this old lady came in. She was one of the producers, not with the studio anymore, but one of the producers sat down. She's puffing on a cigarette. You can't have the villain fuck the princess. That's funny.
So we all know what Darkness really did to Lily.
Delmon is asking, how do we frame the discussion points? How do we define the criteria for a fantasy movie? I think I've already said that, actually. If it would fit, as far as I'm concerned, if it would fit in the world of Norrath, then it would be a fantasy movie. Now, something like, we can also start talking about this movie now. The Dark Crystal just barely hovers on that. There's a lot of steamwork technology and the Dark Crystal, especially with, what's her name? Mugra? What is her name? I can go to Internet Movie Database and find out here.
To who?
The old woman that the Gelfling is... Olgra, thank you.
Olgra.
You know, there's a lot of steamwork technology involved in Olgra's home, and that, of course, we can translate to the clockwork technology of the gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's...
I also...
Go ahead.
I was going to tell you, I sent you a file. I want you to take it. You're talking about fantasy, and this is...
No, you're doing this while we're on the air, and now I'm doing a file transfer while I'm very heavily involved in bandwidth.
It'll work out.
I love that. Shizuka from the Antonio Vale server says, clack anon for gnomes who just can't say no. I love that. All right. Okay, so Dark Crystal. Gelflings.
And the little guy with all the mouth.
Fizzgig!
Fizzgig.
You gotta love Fizzgig.
Makes you want to have one.
Best pet ever.
Angela Coria says that they found a new online game called Ravenwood School of Magic. Okay.
Alrighty.
I don't know.
Being asked if Gremlins would be considered a fantasy movie.
I would think so, because that is not a normal creature.
Maybe. It would be on the edge because it's set in modern times. But yeah, I suppose Gremlins. Someone's saying here that the Harry Potter series isn't fantasy, but I don't know. I put it on my list, actually. What do you think?
It's fantasy.
I consider fantasy. I mean, it's wizards and stuff like that, and they really don't use a lot of modern technology. All right, Letitia's saying Harry Potter is gay, not fantasy. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so Dark Crystal, great movie. Let's see. Next down on my list, I had to put Excalibur.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about the movie that was made back in the 80s. I believe it was actually a French movie that was dubbed into English. I'm not sure.
That was dubbed? Sure didn't seem like it was dubbed.
You know what, though? If you actually go into the language settings and set it to France, and set it to French, it, you know, and all they do is really just change the vocal tracks, you really can't tell the difference. But Excalibur, wonderful movie. I mean, when I ran the Knights of the Holy Storm back in EverQuest 1, if I was ever feeling down and it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this and stuff like that, if I ever wanted to get pumped up to be, you know, good and knightly and stuff like that, I popped in Excalibur. I mean, my former roommate, Anne, really wanted to whip that DVD across the room. I watched it so much. But Excalibur, great movie. Can't deny that one. What do you think of Excalibur?
I love Excalibur, but I also like Merlin, too.
Anal Nathrak, Uthbat Dethud, Dothriel Dienve.
I can't say that.
I can.
I know, and that's no fair. And Emir just dinged 39 Carpenter.
Ah, congratulations, Meridian? I think I'm saying that right. Meridian.
Legion well, we Pythagore. Always just called him Mir.
Okay, Mira. Mira, whatever. Whoop, wrong ding. That was the wrong ding. Ooh, I don't have the trade skill ding in here. I had to put that in. Anyway, congratulations for your dingage there. So let's see, what else is on the list?
The list.
The Neverending Story. The first one, not the second one.
Yeah, the first one was great.
I refuse to acknowledge that the second or third movie exists. So there's only the Neverending Story. There's no sequels. No, they're not there.
Oh, and I have another announcement. Kendrick hit 36 Carpenter earlier today.
Oh, well, congratulations. Not Kendrick.
Kendrick. All right, you say it then.
Krellick.
Krellick.
You keep saying Kendrick, and I have no idea who you're talking about.
I do. He does. Okay.
All right. So, Neverending Story. Atreyu. May I say more? Atreyu going, going on his quest. You know which character I loved most of all in that?
The stone guy?
No.
The dragon?
The giant turtle.
Oh, the turtle. I missed the turtle. I don't remember the turtle.
It's something the ancient. I can't remember the name now. But it's, we don't even care whether or not we care.
It was this. I thought it was the snail.
No.
No, there was a turtle.
There was a
You're
turtle.
Right.
It was a big-ass turtle. He thought
it's
it was a mountain.
While.
He it thought was it was a mountain. While.
It's been such a long time since I've seen the original.
Now we have to watch The Neverending Story. Okay. You know what? We should have done this over the weekend. We should have just sat down and just watched a whole bunch of fantasy movies.
Well, we went to go see Hellboy, too.
Hellboy, which is on my list. Hellboy is one of those movies that made my fantasy list. It does border, of course, on the action-adventure because of the guns and the modern-day setting and stuff like that. But come on. Hellboy versus an ancient fae civilization. It was awesome. I loved it. Hellboy killed the last forest elemental. Pardon me for a moment.
No!
It was fun. I really enjoyed Hellboy 2. I liked it much more than the first one, actually. I liked it. So Hellboy 2, go out and see it now while you can. Let's see what else we got here.
It's worth it.
Oh, it's very worth it. It's very worth it.
Two Rotunda thumbs up, boys! Woohoo!
Let's see here. Now let's go old school. Old school. Clash of the Titans!
I like that one.
Old school Clash of the Titans, man. Stop motion animation galore.
Oh, well. Well, that great set up there was Sinbad and Jason and the Argonauts and the other ones that were stop motion, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the remakes that were done of some of these, though. You know, it was like, hey, we can do better with computer animation. I don't know. There's something about the gritty, broken up, stop motion animation that just, it makes it more real for me, honestly. Sure, it puts like a year into the schedule, but I just like it. I like it. Dirkso from the Kithacore server wants to know if the Forbidden Kingdom was a fantasy movie. I don't know that one. Do you know Forbidden Kingdom, hon?
Forbidden Kingdom. It doesn't ring a bell on my mind, but, you know, maybe just be because I haven't seen it in a long time.
Forbidden Kingdom. I'm sorry, I don't know that one. Angela Coria is saying yes. I honestly don't know. Oh, Jet Li and Jackie Chan. Well, hell, I think basically anything, any fantasy from Japan is usually pretty good. Tavison just dinged to a 52 Taylor. Congratulations, Tavison. All right, let's see what's next on my list here. So Clash of the Titans, I love it. If you put it on right now, I'd go downstairs and watch it. Well, after the show, of course. But I liked it. I really did. I still like it. Peter Pan. Now, I'm talking about the live action they did a few years ago. What'd you think of that one, hon?
Oh, yeah, I like that one and Hook. I happen to like Hook, too, and I think Hook that's fantasy.
Hook was good, yeah. Let's put that on the list, too, Hook. And I thought it was well done. Xanadu apparently is not agreeing with me on Peter Pan. But I liked it. I got it right here beside. No, I don't. Actually, I think I brought it downstairs. Beside me, I have Cloverfield and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. But I liked it. I liked the Peter Pan remake. Live action, that is. It was good. Hook, of course, from the 90s, I think. Robin Williams and...
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman as Hook. I thought it was really good.
Hook. I don't know. I liked it. I just... Yeah.
I refuse to acknowledge Shrek.
What?
Shrek wasn't a fantasy movie. It was a parody of a fantasy movie. Matter of fact, it was a parody of everything that Disney ever did. And no, we cannot call it the Rocky Horror Picture Show a fantasy movie. Well, maybe it is, but, you know, for the more adult crowd, I suppose.
Woohoo! Adult crowd. Yes, fishnet stockings is everybody's fantasy. See? Woo! See? There you go.
Apparently it was. They were able to squeeze me into a pair of fishnets when I was 16, when I was in the stage cast.
Too bad there is not pictures of that. I could sell those.
Still not as bad as the one night they actually convinced me to do Rocky. To play Rocky. Play Rocky. Not do Rocky. Sorry.
You wanted to do Rocky.
Oh,
I know
it.
Oh,
stop it. All right. Next on the list, Lady Hawk.
I've seen that once.
Only
I
once?
I don't know why. I never saw it again. I had to see it once because there was a bunch of people I knew that were just so hot about Lady Hawk. I was like, what's Lady Hawk? Well, you got to watch it or you're not going to understand, so.
No, Lady Hawk was good. I liked it. Rutger Hauer plays a knight who is in love with this lady. There is a priest/wizard type guy who also likes the same lady, and to punish them both for shunning him, I guess, she becomes a hawk during the day, he becomes a wolf at night, and they can only meet for a split second right at twilight. So, there you have it. Priest guy is an asswipe. So, Lady Hawk, good movie. See, I'm getting tells here that I ignored something. No, I have not ignored the second half of your question. The movie is on my list. It's coming up. Okay. The Last Unicorn. Last Unicorn. Wait a minute. I got that music. Let me put it on. Last Unicorn. Why can't I find it?
Yeah, because it's the last one and it's hiding.
Oh, damn it.
What?
Last Unicorn is hiding?
Of course. If you were the last one, wouldn't you hide too?
Oh, got it. Ah, I found her. Ha ha. I'll put that on as background music there. Here we go. All right, Last Unicorn. Lady Amalfia. You must love Lady Amalfia. The Last Unicorn. Don't you love Lady Amalfia?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
I like the cat better.
Yarr. The pirate
Yarr,
cat.
I be a cat.
and a cat never done nothing to no anyway. I don't know. Let's listen to the music.
When the last eagle flies over the last crumbling mountain, and the last lion roars at the last dusty fountain, in the shadow of the forest, though she may be old and worn, they will stare unbelieving at the last unicorn.
Ah, the last unicorn. You gotta love it. So, you know, any of these movies that we're listing off for folks, these have the Jethro Silver Wing seal of approval. You must go out and rent these movies. Okay, we cannot talk about fantasy movies without talking about the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Let me put on some Lord of the Rings music.
I don't think we've actually done... Have we done the Lord of the Rings 1 through 3 marathon yet? I don't think we could... I don't think we survived it. We tried, but we, like...
God, you know. I have seen the Lord of the Rings trilogy so many times back in New Hampshire. I'm sick of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Wonderful movies. Fantastic fantasy epic adventure. But, God, I don't want to see it again. I've seen it so many times. And, you know, I don't think I'm alone in that. You know, some people who have, you know, just seen a movie over and over and over again. Ah, that's the music I'm looking for. Boom, ba ba boom. All right. Lord of the Rings trilogy. Loved it. Hun, your thoughts? Or are you too busy questing?
No, I loved it too.
Viggo Morgeson? Is that his name? Morgeson? Viggo. Elgrin, hello?
Viggo, I never can say his name right.
Morgeson, I think.
Yeah, Morgeson, I think, is right. But Viggo, I think his first name is Viggo, but don't, you know.
Yeah, his first name is definitely Viggo. Excellent fantasy epic trilogy. Get the extended versions. It's well worth the money. People are now saying in the chat channel the Dungeons and Dragons movie. I thought it could have been done better. Dungeons and Dragons, the movie, could have been done better if they had better actors. I mean, Dungeons and Dragons, huge, huge franchise. The players, the books, the lore that they've created, blah, blah, blah. And when it came to making the movie, they went half-assed. They really went half-assed on this. Could have been done so better. And Angela Corey is correct. There was no cleric in their group. I just hope when they come out with the EverQuest movie that they don't skimp on the actors.
Don't skip on the actors, Luke.
Yeah, they made a Dragonlance movie, but it was a cartoon. I haven't seen it. Anything to add on the Dungeons & Dragons movie?
Not that I can think of.
Basically, if it has a Wayne's brother in it, it's gonna suck. No matter how good or bad the other actors are, any movie with a Wayans brother in it is going to be bad. Now let's go with some foreign films. Can we talk about Pan's Labyrinth? Was that massively awesome or what?
Yes, it was.
Pan's Labyrinth was fan-friggin'... I mean, if you can get past the fact that it's done in Spanish and you have to read the English in subtitles, I mean, if you can't do... If you can't read subtitles and watch a movie at the same time, then you're going to be in trouble with this one. But Pan's Labyrinth, I thought, was just awesome. Xanadai hated Pan's Labyrinth. What the hell is wrong with you? How can you hate Pan's Labyrinth?
She could, because there is a lot of violence in it.
Okay, that's it. I'm inviting her into the call here. Ah, her Skype isn't on. Turn on Skype, Xanadai! Okay, yes, I will admit, and I will warn people, and I was planning on doing this anyway, but yes, this movie is not for kids. This movie is not for anyone under the age of, like, 14. It is very violent. I was talking to the girl that I work with, because she likes Pan's Labyrinth as well, and she was saying about, you know, how scary the guy with the eyeballs in the palms of his hands were. I'm like, no! That's not what makes it not for kids. How about getting his face crushed with the butt end of a gun? That wasn't, you know, that was not family friendly. And Xanadai is coming in here. Okay, you know what? We're having a little trouble getting Xanadai in. I need to take a little bit of a break here for a little bio break. Let's go ahead and put on some music. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I have a new song to be released today. I completely forgot to put that in the announcement for the show. Let's see here. I got to load it up. I completely forgot about this. Let me find it. Show regulars, new song release. Got that. Let's get the new song. Where is it? There it is. I found it. Everything's cool now, folks. I found it. And I'm also going to put on right after that. I went ahead, I'm sure, Elquin, I'm sure you heard me up here the other day. I re-recorded Heal Me Baby one more time.
Yes.
I don't know what possessed me to do it. I mean, I was just listening to my songs. I got all of my songs on an iPod, and I like listening to it. And I am my own worst critic. And some of these songs that I've made years ago, I'm like, I can do so much better now. I have better equipment, better programs to do it with. And I'm going to redo this. Every once in a while, I remake a song. So I've remade Heal Me Baby one more time. I'm going to put that on. And we'll put on my recent releases, 500 Clusters and Hunting in Antonica. There we go. That's enough to last us to the top of the hour. So we're going to be back at the top of the hour. And hopefully we can get Xanadai on here so we can talk about movies.
And?
Just say it, hon. Don't and me. What?
And I'm hoping I can get you to play Singri and the Glass Guitar. Electrified Fairy Tale.
Okay, but you said that's like 18 minutes long.
Well, ask them if they want to hear it.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we play it after the show's over, or even better, maybe as background music?
No, you can't play it as background music. It's the whole story.
Okay, well...
And we just leveled up.
Woo! Legion of Kethkar, level 63! Ding! Thank you very much, Legion of Kethkar. You guys rock! Love you all the pieces. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, hopefully we'll have Xanadai with us, and we're going to talk about why she hates movies. We'll be right back.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Chethel has released a new song!
with a show of despair from Luke and Dillaire. Flies form around Big Ben, so the trolls and the ogre took up the move then. A big change, dark elves are massive, thugs and bats are walking, we're talking scare as you're passing. Could be Long Shadow, or Beggar's Cult, or Temple Street.
One night in Freeport, then you lose your order. Taverns and temples, but you don't live for free. You will get blind by the cleric's order. And if you're wise, then you'll turn and flee. Until into the kid, just try to pickpocket me.
Every street is looking like another when you're running from a stabbing over coppers, brother.
It's a shame, it's a pain, it's really such a pity. Overlooking in his palace, looking at the city.
I'm a pally on a mission.
And I'm a fury right behind you, and I'm healing what they're dishing. Whose bad idea was it to come here anyway? Oh, yeah, yours.
Lunatic knights put their minds at rest, knowing each day brings a stealing quest. But still, it's so much better than a dive off a cliff or a breakneck header. Thank God I'm only visiting here, just watching it all. You wouldn't see me in such squalor. I'd rather have a ditch or a tree in a holler. I'd take you away, my guild invites you, but killing the Dinkinos don't excite you. So go back to your filth and corruption and brothels for, oh, dark elf girls, wow.
One night in Freeport, then you lose your order. Taverns and temples, but you don't live for free.
Kelly. stairs. The skeletons now are beating us down. Half of our group is lost. Don't you stop, we can make it there. Just keep up with me, and soon you'll see. Heal me, baby, one more time. This patchwork man is killing me.
Clearing out the goblins, how about you? When I'm questing, well, you know they're gonna come and beat my tank until he's black and blue. When I'm drinking, I'll be tapping all the cakes. Not too much, cause we've got a lot of work to do. When I harvest, well, you know just where I'll be. I'll be giving all my findings all to you. And I may get 500 clusters and fill my home. Tea leaves, lumber, and coffee beans. But I'm still needing just one single loan. Woodworking, well, you know I'm gonna saw. I'll saw the lumber, shape it just for you. When I'm smithing, throwing metal in the forge, getting paid for the hammering that I do. When I tailor, the needle and the thread, I'll be captained by a knotted tangled loom. Domino, well, you know she's gonna be making trade skills better for me and you. And I may get 500 clusters and I'll get roots to fill my home. Tea leaves, lumber, and coffee beans, but I'm still needing just one single loan. Then I know I'm gonna see that master crafted item just for you. When I'm scheming, I know I'm gonna win, and that gigger goblin's gonna sue. In the morning, I munch on toast and jam. Never need to harvest berries, one or two. When I get home, I pack some stuff with goods, but I'd go about one more time for you. I'd harvest any time for you. And I may get 500 clusters and I'll get roots to fill my home. Tea leaves, lumber, and coffee beans, but I'm still needing just one single loan. And I
placed on an ease. They moved right in without a lease. Wearing plate or wearing chain, they're hunting Antarctica. Questing heroes know their names. They're hunting Antarctica. Oh, she's a fierce and pretty fay. Bears to kill, games to play. Though others warn, she flitters on. She's a furry-footed halfling girl, the first time out to see the world. Her journey begins. Look, she's kicking shins. Whacking badgers, hunting bears. They're hunting an Antarctica. Harvest notes to sell their wares. And Antarctica, leaving Freeport across the sea. They're coming to Antarctica. Little Arisat just stabbed me, but she did it in Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica. They're coming to Antarctica today. Hello there, my brother and friend. Humans and elves. Gnomes, halflings, Karens playing with the tongue. And no, wait, oh no, they're not moving. From undead fields to haunted farms, black girls' voices raise alarms. Beasts and bandits cross the hills, keeping tally of my kill.
my tin. Patience is wearing thin. We all like to beat you with a stick or tie you in a bag. You trace your farm and pack, throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my ore just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. You're underneath our skin. It's a fight that we can't win. We like to round you up and kick your ass. Woo-hoo!
We are back. Joining us now is Xanadi from EQ Tuesday. Hi, Xan.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
So why do you hate Pan's Labyrinth?
I turned that movie off. I'd never even finished it.
Ah!
I actually saw that movie. I was so excited to see it. And I actually saw that movie while I was out for my last surgery. Lying there in bed in pain, and I still got my butt up to walk over with one leg and shut it off.
Well, the movie's definitely not for everyone, but I liked it. I could have done without the guy's face being pounded in by a butt end of a gun,
I was okay with the movie until that point.
Yeah.
Right there, I almost lost my stomach. Now, I don't mind gore. It does not bother me. But you add that type of senseless violence with the gore, and I just... Blah.
Now, well, it's the middle of a war.
Yes, but...
I know, but I couldn't... I didn't really know what I was expecting when I turned the movie on to start with. Everyone was just telling me how great it was, and so I was not expecting that. So to see it was completely different. Now, that wasn't nearly... You know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's over... But the whole movie itself was just had such a foreign type look to me that I just really couldn't get into it. I had to study to figure out what the...
It was a very dark fantasy.
Well, it was,
yes,
a foreign film, too.
Yeah, it was too foreign for my taste. And I turned it off, I believe, a few minutes after she met the guy with the eyeballs in his hands.
Ah.
I don't think I even finished that part.
It's a very different film. Now, the same people who did Pan's Labyrinth also did Hellboy 2. So it's got a very similar look to that.
Well, I watched the first Hellboy and absolutely loved it. I have it here at home. And I'm dying to see the second one.
The second one is much different than the first in its entire look, as far as I'm concerned. But I love it.
That could be a good thing, though. The first one was, I'd almost say aimed towards my children.
Yeah, it was supposed to be funny.
Right, which it was. It was very good. Mm-hmm. I think, and I don't think they could have made it a little more serious, more than I think they could have made it a little more adult.
Yeah.
And it would have been just as good. But that's, you know, now that I have kids, that's a lot of what I look for in movies. I will sit down and I will watch a movie before I will let the children watch it, if it's any at all in question. I would have been horrified had my children witnessed any of Pan's Labyrinth.
That's not a child's movie.
Definitely not. And for the record,
leery with Hellboy. I watched that first, just because of the name.
Now, that one really depends on your kids.
My kids were fine with it. I did not have an issue with them whatsoever. They've even watched things like Blade and that sort of stuff.
Oh, if they can handle Blade, they can definitely handle Hellboy.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't the fact of being scary, honestly, because my son does not scare. My daughter will hide under my bed for a month. So I have to watch that. The stupidest things will scare my daughter.
Elquin jumps.
I cannot stand to be scared.
She jumps and she grabs hold of my hand and won't let go.
I do not like a feeling whatsoever. If I'm scared, it's a terrified scared. I hate it.
Do you want me to grab something else?
Now, personally, I prefer, if I'm going to get scared, I want, like, the Japanese horror kind of scare. The one that doesn't bother you in the theater, it's when you're walking home from the theater. It's
like, that's what I can't stand. It's like, I'll sit and I can watch a movie and it won't bother me. 10 minutes after that movie shuts off, I am a terrified, shaking little ball in the corner with every light on in the house. I have movies that I watched 3 years ago that still bother me to this day.
The only movie like that that really bothers me is The Grudge.
And I've never seen
both the American and the Japanese, and the original Japanese of The Grudge, and it bothers the hell out of me. It's one of those ones that just dug into my brain.
Yeah, I just won't. I hate the feeling.
Oh, God. Renzi is saying House of a Thousand Corpses. Oh, God, it was dumb. House of a Thousand Corpses was Rob Zombie's tribute to 80s and 70s slasher films.
And you guys are getting off topic. These are not fairies
anymore.
Okay,
okay, okay. So let's just end the current topic with saying House of a Thousand Corpses sucked. And the sequel was very good, though. The Devil's Rejects was very good. House of a Thousand Corpses sucked. Okay, moving on. What's next on my list here?
One quick thing. Yeah. Ice Pirates, I made him watch
it. No! No!
Just because he had to see it. He didn't understand what space herpes were.
Ice Pirates does not exist. I refuse.
So he's sitting there watching this thing, and he keeps rocking his head back and forth going, my brain is bleeding.
I was rocking back and forth in the chairs.
Oh, my God.
Tapping my feet. I was trying so hard to not have my brain come out of my nose.
He was just, oh my God.
Just, ah!
Just did stop! Not like it.
Make it stop! It was horrible. Okay.
I don't think he ever forgave
so,
me.
So, Ice
that.
Pirates, not a fantasy movie. It's a piece of crap is what it is.
But I will give you kudos. You sat through the whole thing just to say, so you could say you saw it.
What was that? Space herpes. Stop! All right, moving on.
Never seen it.
You don't want to, trust me.
Movies are about the only thing that I do. I haven't watched TV in over 11 years, so if it's not on DVD...
Oh, it's on DVD, just don't do it.
It's on DVD.
I'm begging you, don't rot your brain!
It's an oldie. It's an oldie. Well, not super old, but, you know.
Okay, let's go on to our next movie here, and I am going to change music for this. Because I do have mood music. Now let's talk about Dragonheart.
That was an awesome Dragonheart movie.
Again, it's one of those movies where I do not acknowledge the existence of the sequel.
Yep, I'm with you on that.
The sequel wasn't that great. I mean, but the original Dragonheart.
Not that great. That falls under seriously bad.
Yeah, the Dragonheart sequel was horrible.
If it was a second movie completely, it might have been okay for my children.
Yeah, but, you know,
it had
Dragon
no maturity level whatsoever.
Dragonheart, I am the lost! Well, apparently not, according to the sequel. God damn it!
I loved the first one. It was fantastic. And they almost ruined the first one with the second.
Mm-hmm.
They do sequels of too many things.
God, Snow White sequel. 50 years after the fact. Stop!
We just had another ding in Guild.
Oh, who dinged? I didn't see that. I'm not watching it right now. Krellick. Krellick is a level 27 conjurer. Congratulations, Krellick. Krellick, of course, if anyone who watched the handfasting video on kithacore.org of myself and Elquin, Krellick is the person who performed the ceremony. So, big props to Krellick. We will clap for him. Clap, damn it! Clap. Congratulations.
Can I stop clapping now?
Yeah, you can stop clapping. I'm sorry.
The things he makes us do.
I know it.
All right, women, strip!
At least it was our hands.
Too late.
Come on, girls. You know the rules. Whip them out.
But I have a metal and glass desk that's cold.
Oh, okay.
So the sound of the thunking on the table will be better.
Yeah, but you'll hear me screeching because that's damn cold.
I am being asked in private tells if zombie movies are fantasy. No, they are not. They are horror movies.
Yeah, they fall under horror.
Now, vampire movies, depending on the movie. As far as I'm concerned, Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire was not a horror movie.
No, it really wasn't. I watched that and didn't have a single issue with it. So it can't be classified as horror.
And I forgot to mention Santania. Santania was holding Krellick's script off camera. Nosferatu is not a fantasy movie. It's a black and white silent vampire flick.
That's a horror flick, guys.
Technically speaking, it was a horror flick. All right. So Santania did a great job holding the script for Krellick. She did a wonderful job. She's a great girl. Cute as a button, too. So let's see. What else do I have on my list? See, we were talking about... Which one did we just get to talking about? God. We talked about Hellboy.
We had another ding when we were away.
Who? What?
D-L-A-R.
Dalar?
Yep.
Okay, I'm trying to scroll back here. Well, if you see it, just say what it is, because I don't see it.
I don't either. I'm scrolling unless they send me another tell.
Oh, no, that's not it. I don't know, I don't see it. Well, congratulations, Dalar, for dinging while we were away. You see, you gotta do this while we're here.
Xanadai, you're supposed to be keeping track of this crap.
She's been busy.
Army of Darkness is not a fantasy movie.
I saw Army of Darkness, I want to say, let's see, I was still in high school, so we're not going to say how long ago that was. But it was a while ago.
Army of Darkness is not a fantasy movie. Although good.
Oh, I said the word.
Aragorn. I refuse to acknowledge the existence of Aragorn.
That was a good movie. I liked it.
What? There was a movie called Aragorn?
Yes.
Oh,
I
missed
it.
That.
It was good.
No, you didn't. You rented it.
I did?
Yes.
The crappy... Was that great? I remember it. See?
I have it.
The crappy dragon one that was just so horrible.
Oh,
Aragorn. It was written by a 16-year-old to start with.
Okay, let me just say this. It is my understanding that the books were fantastic.
The books were good.
That the books were fantastic, but they murdered the... They completely murdered the movie, from what I understand.
Yeah, I would not. I've only seen the movie, and I really enjoyed it myself.
Yeah, I liked the books better. The books were wonderful. Matter of fact, I got those for Christmas, didn't I?
Yes. Eric gave you those
and
for
I
Christmas.
And I ate right through them. Just one bum yum ball. There was, what, three?
Yeah, I think there are three books.
There's another one supposed to be coming out for it. I don't know.
Okay, got to change my music for the next movie. It's one of my favorite movies from the 80s. And at the time, I did not know who David Bowie was. Talking, of course, about Labyrinth. We just played this music for a little bit.
It's power. Power. You do. My name is the baby.
I saw my baby.
I love the set design on it, especially when they pull back and you see the Goblin King's face made out of rock.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's weird. It's you look at the rock formation one way, and when they pan the camera over so you're lined with the rocks line up to be his face, an outline of his face.
Okay, yep. You know, it's stupidly brilliant. Enough, that sounds strangely familiar.
But you swear you haven't
How
seen
it. How much you want to bet I was drunk when I watched it, so I don't remember.
It's entirely possible. You know what I have to do?
And Hagrid spraying and kicking the little fairies at the wall. How dare he?
Okay, that I don't remember.
That was Hoggle.
Hoggle.
You're horrible.
Well, shows what you know, don't it?
You know what, Zan? There's just a list of movies that I just need to put together for you and send to you.
Yeah.
Because you've missed out on a lot of good movies. And you got to promise me when you watch these things, you're not going to be plastered.
I swear. I don't promise things. It's right. I don't. But I will swear.
All right. Ooh, more music. You just love that. I just love that song, Dance Magic by David Bowie. Alright, let's see here. Next movie on the list. Oh, wait, we already did that one. Alright. Not a lot of people have seen Princess Mononoke.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of Princess Mononoke?
No, I haven't.
Princess Mononoke, the wolf girl. Princess Mononoke, who was kidnapped by the wolf gods. Princess Mononoke, fantastic anime. It's absolutely phenomenal. Not a fantasy movie in the American sense, but definitely in the Japanese sense. You know, they got talking about the forest gods and stuff like that, which of course is their lore and their legends and whatnot. And I just think it's fantastic. Princess Mononoke, put that on the list to send Xanadu. Must watch this movie. Do you have Netflix or something like that?
Yes, I do.
You are going to have to give me your account information so I can log in and just put a bunch of crap on there for you.
You'd be surprised at what I have holding.
Now, Angela Coria just mentioned one in the guild chat that it's not fantasy, but again, I'm going to mention it as a good movie. If you happen to like vampires, Vampire Hunter, no, it's Vampire Princess Miyu. Vampire Princess Miyu, not Vampire Hunter. Vampire Princess Miyu is phenomenal. It's absolutely great. I saw it about, 20 years ago. It's phenomenal. I think she got the title confused with Vampire Hunter D, which is also a very good anime. Anyway, those are horror animes. Have we talked about The Princess Bride yet?
Oh, I love The Princess Bride.
Love The Princess Bride.
Right. It's got to be one of my all-time favorite movies. I could watch that movie over and over and over.
Over and over. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Absolutely.
It's one of my kids' favorites. I mean, we love it.
I mean,
if I had to pick one, that would be it.
Okay, so The Princess Bride, Xanadu's pick for the best fantasy movie.
Love it.
I find The Princess Bride music.
It is illegal to play it. It killed my father prepared to die.
My name is Inigo
Montoya. That was fantastic.
You killed my
father. We need to call the Brute Squad. I am on the Brute Squad.
I am the Brute Squad.
Yes.
At one point, I could probably repeat every single line from that movie.
It was
fantastic.
When there's death on the line, something about a Sicilian.
Never bet against a Sicilian
million.
When there's death on the line! You gotta love The Princess Bride.
Oh, he was fantastic.
The fact that Andre the Giant was talking to the Dread Pirate Roberts as he was beating the crap out of him was just classic.
That was great.
Oh, fighting styles are so much different when you're fighting a gang. Instead of only fighting one.
God, I love Andre. Fezzik, the rhyming giant. Now stop it, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
I love Andre the Giant as Fezzik. Rest in peace, Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I would rate that. I mean, there's like three three or four really, I mean, what, Legend and Labyrinth and Princess Bride, of course.
Well, Legend, Labyrinth, Princess Bride, Dark Crystal, and Excalibur. Wait, way up there for me. The Nightmare Before Christmas. No.
Didn't like it.
I mean, I loved it. I loved The Nightmare Before Christmas, not a fantasy movie. Not by my definition.
I didn't like it anyway.
You didn't like it?
No, not really.
I wouldn't put it in one of my comfort movies. I mean,
no.
Labyrinth, Princess Bride, I mean, in order, if I was, you know, the first one I go for is Legend, and then probably Princess Bride, and then Labyrinth for comfort movies. Movies that you put on, and you can just curl up and watch. And it's like I said before, it's like getting a big box of chocolate and eating it.
No, but Nightmare Before Christmas is a musical. It's a holiday type of thing.
Yeah,
I watch it generally around Halloween or Christmas, both actually. But I wouldn't classify it, you know, by my definition, as a fantasy movie. I'm not even going to talk about Shrek. Shrek was a parody.
I love Shrek.
It's not one of those that you curl up and it's like being told a story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can get into the story.
Uggas are like onions, but they stink? Yes. No!
It's a comedy. It's a fairy tale comedy.
Yeah, comedy.
Sleepy Hollow, again, not a fantasy movie.
No, but it was good.
Oh, definitely. The one with...
I did watch it. You're prompting.
Johnny Depp in it? Yeah.
Yep,
I did watch it.
Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci. Christina Ricci in the first movie where she really showed off her rack. Oh, that woman's got nice breasts. I'm sorry. I have to be a man just for a minute here. Oh, my God, Christina Ricci. I mean, for Addams Family 2, they had to tape her down because she was getting that big. But just,
if I wanted to get you a towel, I think you need more than a towel at this point.
Christina,
I think Eloquent needs a towel for sitting close to you.
Christina, no, I'm downstairs, but the river runs down,
you might
you
still
know?
Need it.
Christina Ricci, if you, in the off chance that you are listening to this, I love you. I would more than happy run off with you and be your little sex puppy.
Oh, what about the rest of us? You see? Do you see, y'all?
Yeah,
see where this goes?
I know.
No, I said I would run off to be her sex puppy. You both would have to be my sex puppy.
And what happens if she doesn't want to share you? What happens if she's really a closet dominatrix?
No, then that definitely wouldn't work for me. I'm sorry. I don't care how nice your breasts are.
I think Elle and I could take her anyway.
It would be a three-way.
No, it definitely
rumble.
You could. I mean, the only way I come close to getting you is if you're not buffed. Otherwise, you plant my little wooden elf butt into the floor, and I stay there. I don't get up. I
don't know what is wrong with it. Every time you eat a crab buddy, you just lay there on the floor.
Break my back every time.
I'm not classifying Highlander as a fantasy movie. Although a good movie.
Some were good, some were not. There was a couple that were really crappy.
Oh, no. The Highlander movies, only the first one.
Second one I could go with.
No. The Highlander, there can be only one. Only one. Sword and the Sorcerer? I don't know that one.
That's a Disney cartoon. Disney animated cartoon, The Sword and the Sorcerer. It is
based on fantasy.
Isn't that
The Sword and the Stone? Isn't that The Sword and the Stone?
Yes.
Okay, well, Rowan is saying The Sword and the Sorcerer. I don't know that one.
Well, it's the same thing.
I don't know, maybe it's not. I mean, Disney...
No, there is a Sword and the Sorcerer.
All right, let me look this
up. I don't recall that. I know there is a Sword and the Sorcerer.
And everybody scurries to look.
I'm going to look now.
He's looking.
It almost sounds familiar. Here we go. Sword and the Sorcerer, 1982. And a pop-up ad. No, stop it. This can't be right. Sword and the Sorcerer, blah, 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 1982. No, it doesn't sound familiar. I mean, I don't... Richard Mull was in this? Oh, I think I know what this is. I think I did see this. Let me take a look at some of the pictures here. Well, oh, yeah, okay, I have seen this. It was a long time ago, though. I mean, I just saw it because I liked Richard Mull. Richard Mull, of course, played one of the bailiffs on Night Court. Played Bull on Night Court. So, of course, a movie came out with Richard Mull, and I'm like, hey, you gotta check this thing out. But, it's all right, I suppose. Yeah, we've already covered Legend. Legend, definitely movie that people should see. And you're a bad person for not having watched it.
Put it on my list.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what I... The Harry Potter series. Can we classify...
I loved the Harry Potter series.
Okay, can we classify this as fantasy? I think so.
I would.
I have to say that I haven't read the books... But I would have to say that the Harry Potter series, I would have to say that I love the movies. And it's not just because I have a thing for Hermione.
Well, the only thing is I got to say about the Harry Potter movies, they better get their acting gear and get them caught up. Because the guys
kidding.
That are playing are going to be too old to play.
Oh, definitely. They really need to catch up before.
And Kroll and Conan, they're more...
They only contracted for a certain amount of Harry Potter movies. I don't believe they contracted for all of them.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they need to get their asses in gear because that kid playing Harry is getting kind of old for this.
Yeah, and he keeps running around
naked. They also had an issue with contracting him again for the fact of they didn't much care for the fact he, you know, went on Broadway naked.
Although,
well, he's
I'm
going
sure.
to go do that again, too.
With a horse.
Oh,
I mean, he's doing it again.
But
I think he's got a thing for the horse. I don't know.
Could be.
So maybe the other, maybe ought to ditch Hermione and hook him up with a centaur? Centaur women. No, I've been impressed with the Harry Potter movies. I've been impressed with them. I like them. Let's see. Now, if you really want to go old school with fantasy movies, A Midsummer Night's Dream, 1935, Mickey Rooney as Puck, James Cagney as Bottom the Weaver. Oh,
and
yes.
If you've never seen this, you definitely need to see it at least once.
Now, Hannah, have I made you watch the one from 1935 yet? I mean...
Yes, we bought it. We watched it. I'd never seen it. I loved it after I watched it. But, I mean, Mickey Rooney and his little Puck laugh is like, oh, my God. Because I was, you know, this is showing my age, but I never got to see them originally, but I used to get to watch the reruns, you know, of these shows with... Mickey Rooney and Elizabeth Shirley Temple and Judy Garland. I mean, they'd have these as reruns all the time when I was growing up, these movies.
But yeah, don't get me wrong, the remake they did, when was it, in the 90s? The remake they did was okay, but I think it could have been better if they stuck to the original time period and not made it Victorian England.
Well, that's... I happen to like the remake.
I don't know. I see Puck riding a bicycle, and no, that's wrong.
But I like who is in it.
Oh, yeah.
So I like the actors.
The actors are good, and... God, who was the guy who did Bottom the Weaver? Can't think of his name.
Klein.
Yes, Robert Klein. No.
His name is Klein something or other.
I'd have to look this up. Midsummer. Here we go, coming up. Midsummer Night's Dream, 1999, sorry. Let's see here, 1999, it was Kevin Klein.
It's close, it was Klein.
Kevin Klein, I think, did a great Bottom of the Web because the whole role at bottom is a ham.
And I liked his version.
But I don't know. I just think, for my taste anyway, the original 1935 just always sticks in my heart. Michelle Pfeiffer is Titania.
That was good, too.
Let's see. You know, I think we've covered every good movie there. No. I'm teasing you, folks. We have to talk about Willow.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that one. I have to.
On my list here, and Elquin can attest to this, Willow's right up there on the top of my list that I sent her. Willow, fantastic movie. Where else are you going to get that many dwarves gathered together in one place, and it isn't the Wizard of Oz? Anything to say about Willow, ladies?
I loved Willow. But I tell you what, that's the type of movie I loved it more the second time I watched it.
Because you can pay more attention to the details.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I've seen Willow a lot of times. Willow was good. And of course, you gotta love Mad Mardigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with her. She kicked me in the face. I love you, Sorsha. I worship you, Jean. I don't worship her. She kicked me in the face. Not a
my
woman!
My all-time favorite line is, "You are drunk. And when you are drunk, you forget that I am in charge." There's that one, and this way, to the lake. You have no idea how many times I've said that just out of the blue and scared the crap out of people. It's hysterical. I love it.
Oh, what are we going to help her for?
I am a beautiful young woman.
Well, come on, hurry it up. Come on, Willow, we believe in you. Oh, Phylox says, sometimes it's the best woman that kicks you in the face. And Xanadai has a necklace around her neck with one of Jethel's teeth.
I sure do.
Oh, not on my list. Thank you very much, Angela Correa, The Chronicles of Narnia.
That was a good one.
I adored the books. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably wore out many, many copies of the entire series while I was in school. Did not much care for the movie.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I've never read the books, and I really like the movie. So there. And Prince
Caspian. I think that's what it is. I was expecting the book, and that's definitely not what I got.
Well, I don't know. Did you ever watch the PBS versions?
No.
You mean the BBC?
Growing up, I didn't have TV either.
Which is why you deprive your children.
We had two channels, and they played news. I lived out in Booneyville. I grew up on a farm.
Now, growing up, I had five channels, I think. Most of them are out of Boston. One was in my hometown.
Well, the original Narnia series was it a BBC series? I know is I used to watch it on PBS, which is the independent channel.
With Tom Baker.
Tom Baker was a Willie, frig. Oh, a Wargum?
I don't know. There's some kind of weird name for his character.
He was in the very last one. Oh, Eric's bringing me the movie.
Marshwiggle?
Marshwiggle. Yes, he was a Marshwiggle.
You got it. You heard it here, folks. Doctor Who, Tom Baker was a marshwiggle.
Puddle Glump.
Puddle Glump.
He played Puddle Glump, the marshwiggle, in the Silver Chair.
Hmm.
And, it's a BBC series. You can get it on CD now. And this was the very first one I ever watched. And I didn't know about Narnia until I watched these.
And it was like, oh my God. And, you know, I have it on tape, and now I have it on DVD. And compared to the movies, I don't know. These follow the books, I think, more.
Mm. Okay, guys.
They're long. They're like 3 hours long or something.
All right, we got to take just a short break. We have bills to pay here, so we got to take a little station break. We have picked up a sponsor, and our new sponsor is Den Mother's Trail Mix. So we have the one and only commercial for Den Mother's Trail Mix. I'm sure Domino will get a kick out of this. So here we go.
I remember back when we used to feast like this. We'd raid the Plain of Hate, serenaded by a troop of bards. Those were good times.
Glory days, yeah. Cheez-It.
There she was, just walking down the street. Snapping her face.
Den Mother's Trail Mix. Feast!
All right, that was the one and only commercial for Den Mother's Trail Mix. Parody, of course, of the Snickers commercial. There she was, just a walking down the street. Yeah. Feast. I love those Feast commercials. I love them when they first came out. They had the barbarian going around all these different camps and picking up the medieval characters. Feast! He just show up, honk the horn, Feast!
Yeah. I don't know, this last one where Robin Hood flies in and takes the feast.
Yoink!
And then runs off on a little moped. I just...
You know what would have been funnier? It would have been funnier if he would have ridden off on a, oh crap, what are those two-wheeled things? Invented in your home.
A Segway?
A Segway. Yeah, that would have been funnier. God, I can't believe I forgot the name of the friggin' Segway. It was invented in New Hampshire.
Hun!
I know. But that would have been majorly funny. All right. Well, remember, Petbridge Farm remembers. I'm sorry, McDuff on the Nectula server, Tank Girl is not a fantasy movie. Unless,
that's
of course,
a sci-fi.
Unless, of course, you have fantasies about Tank Girl, which I did after Tank Girl came out.
But it's definitely a fantasy.
Sci-fi, not fantasy.
I mean, yeah, sci-fi, sorry.
So, let's see. I think I've covered everything on my list, actually. Willow, Dark Crystal, Excalibur, Neverending Story. Conan the Barbarian, not the Destroyer.
Never seen it.
Conan the Destroyer sucked. Conan the Barbarian, good. See, Clash.
That's
of
when
the
they
teams.
Had to go back and he had to guard the princess and take this horn to this...
Yes.
Statue.
By
yeah,
the way,
uh-huh.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, the big monster at the end with the horn and stuff, Andre the Giant. So that's the second time Andre the Giant has been mentioned on this show. Rowan, the good one there, Red Sonja.
That was not bad.
Red Sonja was pretty good. She was hot. You know I have a thing for redheads.
Yeah, but was it fantasy?
Oh, definitely.
Besides her being redhead.
Yes, yes, it was a fantasy movie. All right.
We're just clarifying this for the audience.
Oh, Xanadi, didn't you say when I mentioned the live-action version of Peter Pan that you didn't like it?
I don't like Peter Pan, period. It's not just a live action, it's any of them.
Why is that?
I love Tink because she's a bitch, but I've never gotten into them. I just don't like them. I like Hook.
Hmm. Now, wait a minute. Bones is saying that Andre the Giant was in Labyrinth? What the hell was he in Labyrinth? I don't remember Andre being in Labyrinth. What was he, the hell was the name of that big furry guy? Ludo. Was he Ludo?
No. No.
Now, let me look this up.
He wasn't in Labyrinth.
Let me see here. strange.
Hun, what do you think about Mirror Mask? We forgot about that one.
Oh, God, Mirror Mask. We haven't seen that in a long time.
You have it upstairs.
Well, I have the box upstairs. I don't think the DVD's actually in it.
What?
Andre the Giant. Let's see what's in his repertoire here. He was a circus giant in Trading Mom, whatever that is. He was in Zorro, apparently.
Zorro was good.
Princess Bride, Conan the Destroyer. Oh, I'm sorry. He was Dagoth in Conan the Destroyer. So Conan the Barbarian was something different.
All right.
There's a $20 man. He was Bigfoot. Nope, I'm sorry, I do not see a credit for him in Labyrinth. Nope, no, I'm sorry, Bones, he was apparently not Ludo. Or if he was...
I could have told you that.
Or if he was, he was uncredited.
I can't imagine letting Andre the Giant go uncredited.
Especially considering that the thing was hanging upside down. Who the hell's going to put Andre the Giant upside down? Labyrinth. No?
No. He was not in it.
Labyrinth, 1986. Now, the only thing they really got for Labyrinth is the voice actors. Jennifer Connelly. Oh, God, I had a thing for Jennifer Connelly.
I'm sensing a theme here, Al. Are you sure? You need to start picking the movies here.
Oh, I love Jennifer Connelly running in the rain with that little medieval shirt on. Ho, ho, ho!
All right, yes, I realized she was like 14 at the time. But so was I. No, I'm sorry, Akira, not fantasy, but still a fantastic, Akira, a fantastic anime, sci-fi, of course. Yes, we covered Lady Hawk already. Let's see, is anyone else bringing anything up here?
I have Lady Hawk, I've not watched it.
Well, you gotta watch it.
I do have it here at home.
It's a good one. Now, of course, the reason I'm bringing up all these fantasy movies and stuff like that, of course, it's been almost a year since they announced that they were working on an EverQuest movie. I want an EverQuest movie, but I want a good EverQuest movie.
Yeah, well, you can forget that.
I don't want a crappy CGI movie. You know, it's one of the reasons I resisted watching Beowulf.
I liked Beowulf.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a good movie, but I resisted watching it simply because I learned it was going to be CGI. I'm like, oh, crap, come on. You know, I'm like, but, okay, I was wrong about Beowulf. It turned out to be a good movie. I liked it.
The one I'm thinking of, I'm trying to think, I want to say it's Final Fantasy.
Oh, the one where they were catching the spirits and stuff, where the spirits were attacking?
Yes, that one.
Well, the Spirit Within.
Spirit Within. That was fantastic.
That was a good one.
And the graphics and stuff in that were amazing. I loved it.
Oh, it was phenomenal. I do have to say that's a sci-fi, though.
Yep, it does fall more into sci-fi. But talking CG and stuff, I loved it.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Angela Coria
is mentioning Advent Children. It just...
I haven't seen it.
It was good, but it really...
No, I haven't seen it.
It didn't seem that... Yeah, it was odd. And if you didn't watch... If you didn't play the Final Fantasy games, I don't think you would have understood it at all.
Yeah. So that's the problem with producing a game based on a video game or something like that. Oh, Jennifer Connelly's going to be in The Day the Earth Stood Still, the remake. Which is coming out next year, I believe. So, can you think of any movies that that we haven't mentioned?
I don't know, tell you what, I have movies coming out my ears here at home, but they're not all the right genre. That's what my kids do. They'll watch, you know, VCR and VHS and DVDs because we haven't watched TV, so.
Phylock is mentioning Dragon Slayer. Meh.
I want to say I have that one at home here, too, but haven't watched that one either.
Was okay.
It sounds very familiar.
Dragon Slayer was okay, I suppose. Unless I'm thinking of a completely different movie. Let me look this up real quick. Dragon Slayer. He's a dragon slayer, a guitar player. No, wait. There were apparently two Dragon Slayer movies. One from 81, which is probably the crappy one that I'm thinking of. Yeah, that was total crap. And then there is one that was made in 2004, apparently, in Germany. I'm looking at the premise here of the movie, and I don't think I've seen this one. But if you're talking about the one from the 70s, it was crap. Angela Correa is bringing up Beastmaster again. We've already covered Beastmaster. Great for the ladies and really gay men. All right, the ferrets were kind of cool. Other than that, meh. Let's talk about Xena Warrior Princess.
I like Xena.
I love Xena.
Xena Warrior Princess.
That's all you got to say. Xena Warrior Princess. All you have to, that's all that has to be said.
Where the little friend, I can't remember what her little friend's name was.
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. Yep. Was she gay? What was it, a lesbian romance behind the scenes? We don't know. But we'd like to think
so.
We'd like to think so.
Yeah, he'd like to think so.
Oh, please, every lesbian out there wants to be Xena.
Some look like Xena.
Shizuka is saying, Xena, the leather lesbian princess.
Hey, that outfit was awesome.
Oh, no doubt. Let's see here. I'm trying to find other movies that we haven't discussed. And I'm sure there are lots of other fantasy movies. Just,
Now, would you consider Lost Boys fantasy?
No. Lost Boys is a PG-13 horror.
Because I haven't seen that either.
No, it's a PG-13 horror. Not very scary by today's standards at all. But definitely not fantasy.
See, what you're telling me is I'm going to be hiding in
No. I'm talking PG-13 horror. If it was done today, it would be PG. Wouldn't be PG-13 at all. By today's standards. So, you know, you watch The Lost Boys, you're not going to be affected at all. I mean, God, I'm trying to think, are there any scenes that would be disturbing to you? And I don't think so. No, I can't think of any scenes in The Lost Boys that, you know, back then they may have been risky or whatever, but certainly not today. I can't remember anything in that movie that would make you have bad dreams at all.
I certainly hope not.
Nah. Can't think of anything.
I have to go away for just one brief second.
Sure.
I just had a child with an accident.
Uh-oh. Okay. Go take care of the kid. We'll talk amongst ourselves. We have a topic. Fantasy movies. Are they good? Are they bad? Talk amongst yourselves. Getting a little verklempt. But Dirk So is saying, what about the blood in the bottle? What about the blood in the bottle? It's a wine bottle. You never see the blood. Let's see here. See, we got about 10 minutes here. Want to hear me sing something live, hon?
Sure.
Anyone in the channel?
Zan?
What's that?
Zan got her mic off?
I have no idea.
So are we coming back after you sing?
Yeah, we'll come back after I sing. I'm just trying to... What have I got ready that's good to sing? Anyone in the channel have any requests for music? Let me know. One of these days we're going to have an organized show.
Why?
I don't know. Just for the hell of it.
They want that rock.
Oh, God.
Banana phone?
Banana phone? What the hell kind of song is banana phone? Scara says I need more songs about Ratongas. Well, if you can think of... You know, give me a couple of lines or something to work with. Give me some kind of... Ratonga song, and I'll see what I can do with it. One Night in Freeport. I don't think I can do that one live. It's kind of rapping, and I don't know the lyrics all by heart. So let's see here.
I've returned.
Yay! What song do you want to hear me do live? Let me guess. Poetry in Motion.
Hey, can you do Fallen live? I don't know why I absolutely love that song. I never played EQ1.
I can do it live. I don't have the backups recorded on that one. Let me see if I can find it here.
You need to do a searching sound that you can play where you hear all this stuff going all over the place while you're looking.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? It'll be here somewhere. What's it called? Freeform. There it is. Oh, and those aren't the right lyrics. Those are actually the lyrics to Freeform. There we go. All right. Okay. Go ahead and turn off your mics here, ladies. I'm going to go ahead and do a couple of songs live. We'll start with Free Fallin' or Falling, however you want to say it, because Zanadi wants to hear it. She's a guest, so I'm going to do that.
Whether you like it or not. Ha, 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 ha.
Let's see here. Let me just turn up the thing. Ah, that's not what I wanted. Darn it. See here, recording, yes, bring up the volume a little bit. No, I don't want to update my media player. She's a wood elf, running a rope bridge, just starting out here. I didn't know any better. He's an Ixar monk in Velkator's labyrinth, pulling spiders, running icy paths. In the plain of sky, they're done with their raid. Take a leap of faith, land on a chain, library of knowledge, seeking the elders, someone called the elevator. I didn't notice in time, I'm falling to my death. Oh, I'm high, actually. He's a gnome mage in the Tower of Kinos. She's a whole human girl who slipped off a cliff. There's a mage up there jumping off griffins. Watch out for the last step.
or you'll wind up real stiff. I'm falling to my death. I'm falling, falling to my death. The rangers there, the rogues and the bards, use a safe fall so they don't land that hard. See the warrior there, jumped off a tower, left a big old crater from 300 pounds of armor. And I'm falling to
marble halls.
That precocious dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and that's all it took. Her nature, she would say, can't help the eyes that wander. You're a nightly sky-clad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, to the man who seems to stall. She's a level 80 wizard. She'll be the death of you all. She's a dark elf.
Whoops. Ah, that's what happens when you do a live, folks. All right, let's try it again. She's a dark elf wizard. All it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took. She's a dark elf wizard. All it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took. She'll dance for us all. She'll kill us all.
All right, I'm not going to let this go on for the next 10 minutes, so. It was going to be fun without the vocals.
Oh, heal me, heal me. Out hunting goblins, couldn't have seemed to go. Perfect all night, yeah. Now we're outnumbered, I shouldn't have caught aggro. Now we're in it deep, yeah, the ranger's dead. Got hit on the head. The warrior's next.
Holy crap!
They broke his neck. This goblin scout is killing me. My mana pool is empty. Just wait a sec. We may do fine. It sounds like. Zach, looking for death, fist, gold. But we're having the worst luck, yeah. Picked up this tank and he doesn't seem to know. His ass from his elbow. He didn't wait for mana to regenerate. So much for tonight's tank. Getting his ogre butt spanked.
Here they come.
This Talon Grunt is killing me. My mana pool is depleted. Just wait a sec, we may do fine. It sounds like a lie.
Heal me, baby, one more time.
Oh, heal me, heal me. Oh, heal me, heal me. Comes flaming bats and owl bears. We'll lose them. I see some stairs. The skeletons now are beating us down. Half of our group is lost. Don't you stop. This patchwork man is killing me. My mana pool is depleting. Just wait a sec, we may do fine. It sounds like a line. I'm trying my best, but now I must rest. Just give me some time. And please don't.
That's all I'm doing tonight. Turn off the echo here. Xan and I, El Queen, you still with me?
Of course.
Xan, you there?
Yeah, I had to get unmuted.
Oh, I see. So, what do you think? Am I insane doing a Britney Spears song?
We think you're insane anyway, so.
What's that?
We think you're insane anyway. It doesn't matter what song you sing.
True. Very true. Alrighty. Xanadu, you have any shout outs?
To say hi to Phylak and Morian and Cade. We had Cade on the show tonight.
Uh huh. The wonderful Sir Cade. Strong.
Yes, it's funny. He's always Sir Cade. Everybody else is Lord or Lady. No, he's Sir Cade.
Mm hmm.
He's a knight.
Don't you want to say hi to Rolian?
Yes, I can say hi to Rolian too.
Okay. Elquin, anyone you want to shout out to?
No, but I got two things.
Okay, go ahead. I know you have two things, but you know, it just depends on what you're talking about.
I was going to put out seeking priest, cleric, healer for this Friday.
This Friday.
In game on AB. Yes. Seems like Phylak's already done it. So I need to go get Fire Under True shot so he can join me. I have a tank, hopefully. I mean, Toodles has agreed to tank. Now we need some healers. We need to go and do another step in the Ranger Epic if we can find some healers willing to go with us.
Hmm.
This would be for the Bixie Hive Enchanted Lands.
I see.
So, if you're a healer and you're on AB and you'd like to help,
contact Elquin Jenna.
Yep. Be this Friday. What is this Friday? July 18th?
18th, yes.
Coming this Friday to an Antonia Bale server near you, the Rangers Epic.
And we're looking to try and do it at 5 p.m., that's Pacific Standard Time.
So that'll be 8.
And the mobs we're going up against are 85 triple ups.
Ooh.
Or 84 triple ups.
I think I'll stay home on that one.
We need some healers, two of them possibly. Or Phylax told me that it's possible to do it with one healer and two Shadow Knights. We could probably do it with two Paladins.
Rangers.
He said two Shadow Knights and a Defiler.
Hmm.
And then he had two Rangers in group.
Thought he had two Rangers.
He did. He says one healer and two Rangers. I asked him, how in the world did you get it? How was that possible? And he said two Shadow Knights and a Defiler.
Hmm.
So you have two Rangers and a healer. And you got your two Shadow Knights and a Defiler. So
I can definitely bring Xan in if you need it.
Okay. We just need to find out where True is, and I think he still needs meat. He needs to go beat his meat, so we'll help him beat his meat down.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing
is
I'm you know, after the show, I think I would like you to play the Electrified Fairy Tale. This is from Todd Rundgren's group. This was done, in the 70s? And when it first came out, everybody had to hear the Electrified Fairy Tale. Everybody was playing it.
All right.
It is a full story about Singri and the Glass Guitar. And I'm telling you, it's a whole story. So give it a shot. It's 18 minutes. If you've never heard it before, bear with it. Listen to it. It's worth it. That way you can say, hey, I've listened to this. I've heard this.
Okay. Well, I got that lined up for after the show.
Okay.
Anything else?
Tim and the crew, Tim and Kitty and Matt, Fallen, whose computer is Fallen, who will be back.
Yes.
That's about it.
All right.
Oh, forgot to say the podcast 39 is out. It's a full blown version. It's not just a mini cast. The only thing I have to say is, and this is not against who's doing the sound, okay? But I noticed that the volume on it was really low. I had to really crank the iPod up. Usually I put it on that little Walkman thingy and listen to it away from the computer. I had to turn the volume up.
Well.
Never had to do that before.
You know, not like we know anything about, you know, volumes being screwed up or anything like that on this show.
No, of course not.
We never get complaints about that.
Are you going to tell me?
I
want to
know.
What's that, Zan?
You turned Eloquent down when you first started. And I want to know if you have a button like that for my children that you can just turn them down.
Unfortunately, no. Actually, there is a spell you can cast. You can.
It's called NyQuil, isn't it?
Well, not only NyQuil, there's also companion spells, duct tape, double chocolate brownies, Fluffernutters.
Those things will hype my kids up, not put them down.
But, of course, the one that my dad loved using whenever me or my brothers would act up when we were kids is a rare item. I think it's mainly for men. I think to equipment, you got to be a male unless you're, a special breed or whatever. But it's called Steel-Toed Boot.
Actually, it's not just for men. I used to wear some because I worked at the greenhouse.
Ah, I see.
You drop a 60-70-pound crate on your foot, it hurts.
Yeah.
I would know because I've done it. I used to cart those all day long.
But yeah, my dad loved casting that one on us. Steel-toed boot. My dad didn't believe in spanking. He believed in steel-toed boot. All right. Okay, folks, that's it for this week. Oh, yeah, I got to give a shout-out here. I got a yo-yo-yo. I got a shout-out to my homies. I got to say hello to Brenlo and to Amy and Grimwell and Denmark.
Nobrin.
Domino. And, Nobrin. Schmed. Smedley. God sakes, return my email, man.
God, leave the poor guy alone.
I've got to get him on the show. I've got to get Smedley on the show. I know that he's more of an EQ Tuesday type of thing, Dan.
I think you're out counting coup.
What?
Well, you had Brenlo on, you had Grimo on, you've had Nobrin on, you've had Den Mom on. I mean, you know, you're out for the big boys, aren't you?
I need Smedley. John Smedley, if you're listening to this podcast, you are hereby invited on the show. I will make up your own background theme. I will give you a fantastic introduction. The red carpet. I will roll out the red carpet. We need you. I will send you a 4-pound bucket of jelly beans. I will send you the 4-pound bucket of jelly beans to be on your desk during the podcast.
That's what he's doing. He's doing a Delve collection.
The Delve collection.
Yes. You're delving into devs.
Mm-hmm.
So after what do you get for the turn-in?
I don't know. Apparently not invited to the fanfare. Oh no, I'm joking. I'm. Yes, that was sad news. Sad news. Xanadai will not be going to the fanfare.
No, I won't.
I'm sorry. I was really hoping you'd be able to go.
I was, too. I was extremely disappointed is an understatement. It's just not going to be possible with everything going on. And airfare has, about tripled since we checked into it for the first time. And
Well, especially going to Vegas. I mean,
real life issues have just hit us too much in the face.
Well, we can try for next year. If Brenda and Amy are listening, I'll be getting tea ready for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that Skyheart and I were talking about this afternoon. I think we need to make plans. You know, our little clique here, me, Elquin, True Flight, Xanadai, Skyheart, and of course Krellic and Santania want to go too. I say we all make plans and go next year, no matter what.
I'm already saving, actually.
All right, so next year we're gonna do the show live from the fanfare,
or try to
anyway. Let's hope by then I'm hoping I might have a laptop. That will certainly make it a lot easier. But next year, of course, it would be much better if fanfare in Seattle. I can see it now.
Farther for them to fly.
What's
that? It would make it farther for them to fly.
Well, it would be easy for us, though. Better yet, fanfare in Bellevue.
Oh, please.
Well, wasn't that in Bellevue that we saw that ventriloquist? Where was that?
That was Bellingham.
Oh, Bellingham.
Bellingham.
Jeff Dunham and his and Walter were just going off. It's like, let's see. We've been to Vegas, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Bellingham.
Yeah. What the hell?
Did you lose a bet?
I absolutely love him.
Oh, God. We saw him live in Bellingham, and I swear the first 10 minutes of each one of the puppets' acts were like, did you lose a bet? What are we doing here? Yeah.
I am a terrifying terrorist.
I'm sorry. I never laughed so hard in such a long time. I had tears running down my face.
Yeah, I did too.
God.
It takes quite a bit to get me laughing that hard, and it was.
You know what was funny is that he brought out one of his other characters, which one was it?
The Hick. I can't remember.
The Hick. And the entire audience knew his routine by heart and was saying it. I mean,
He was doing it from notes because he hadn't brought out that character in so long, he couldn't remember the routine. But the audience was doing the routine for him.
It was hilarious.
And of course, the damn puppet was like, you know, they know this routine better than you.
The last time he'll ever come to Bellingham.
Jeff Dunham.
Dunham. Jeff Fafa.
Anyway. All right, folks, that's it. That's it. It's time to hang it up and play this Utopia. Singing in the glass guitar.
Electrified fairy tale.
Woo! All right, and now my famous ending schtick.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuds.
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.